Coach Saratori now joining us. Tom, congratulations. This is not an easy place to play, and I thought, you know, for the most part, your team took care of the puck pretty darn well tonight.
We did, and we got a lead. We took care of the puck. We had a few hairy moments there, but overall, I thought our overall puck management, our puck advancement, our smart, safe play overall was pretty darn good. And you have to be that way here. You got to play a different game. It's you can't play a skill game here. You just got to advance pucks, and you're going to get scoring chances. And our sticks were pretty good tonight.
I think the hardest thing for a goalie would be playing on Olympic-size ice last week and then playing here tonight. I mean, your very next game, you just got pucks flying at you all over the place. Matias looked pretty calm and cool and collected tonight. And defensively, I thought you guys helped him out a lot, too.
Well, we did. Again, I thought, you know, the biggest thing is, Schultz, is try to minimize the time of, you know, the time you're going to play in your own zone. You know, you want to try to minimize the amount of time you're going to defend, and we didn't defend a lot. And when we did defend, there were some dicey moments.
Have you ever been a part of a game with three guys scoring their first career goal?
No, not it. I don't think so. I mean, no.
The first goal, I thought, really just set the tone for the night. Really good goal by Reese.
Yeah.
And then Kirkland Irie scores, and then Dante Lawson scores. I mean, three goals by left wingers, and then the fourth one, a goal by a left defenseman. He only needed four spots out there tonight, but I thought that was a pretty headsy play, too, by Tony. I don't know how he got that thing all the way up the ice the way that he did. But
well, we just wanted to get it. We had a two-goal lead, so all you want to do is just get the puck out of your zone, and that's what he did. And obviously, again, puck had some good eyeballs right there.
Team goes 0 for the power play tonight. I thought you had some pretty good chances, though, on the power play. But the power play in this rink is so much different, isn't it? You can't run your normal power play, can you? Because you just don't have enough time.
No, you don't, and you got to shoot when you can. But we tried to roll on them, and they were tight. We couldn't get pucks through on our rolls, and I thought they did a good job. So we were gonna, even though we had a power play in the third period, it got discombobulated with Vinny being in the box and everything else. It was a weird situation, but we can't roll. We got to do some other things tomorrow. And what you want to do is you want to get shots, and then you want to get – biggest thing is broken plays. You want to get puck recovery and get broken plays and try to get the puck to the weak side. And, it's everything's different in this rink. You know, tactically it's different, and it's all about just being smart and having a good stick.
If you keep your structure on the penalty kill, is it easier to kill here maybe a little bit? As long as you don't go chasing the thing?
Well, you can chase. Actually, you can be a little more aggressive. You should chase more. You got to be more. You can be more aggressive. When they miss the net, we got to make sure we got to be a little quicker. We got to be a little faster on our triggers when the puck does miss, when they miss the net. Because, you know, force them to make a quick play, you know, and you can get the pucks quicker. So if you can get the pucks quicker, you might as well be more aggressive.
See you tomorrow night, Tom.
All right, Schulze.
Tom Saratori, head coach of the Beavers, here our Paul Bunning Communications postgame show. Beavers win this one by the final score of 4-1 with an empty netter late.